This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com, your entertainment destination. Casino, poker, dining, and simulcast racing so you can wager on some of the best tracks in the country. Go to HialeahParkCasino.com to sign up for promotions, giveaways, and events.
Speaking of ruthless, Steve Calabro, baby, yeah.
Even close.
General Mangler here at Hialeah Park.
The Mangler is here. Listen, I just talked to the Jersey guy.
Oh, speaking of ruthless.
The Jersey wise guy. He's a little bit ruthless. He is all in.
A shocker.
All in on the Eagles.
Well, you are too because your son would disown you.
Yeah, I have to be, unfortunately. I will tell you something. Go ahead. Okay. Shoot.
Okay.
E-L-G!
There's somebody yelling.
No, you should. Wait a minute. Here, did you see the just put it like this, the politician from the Eagles in the celebration?
Eagles. The Eagles.
Yeah, go ahead.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles, Eagles, Eagles.
Let's go, Birds!
Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. Yeah, so listen,
now I know why they want to eliminate the Department of Education.
I'm
sorry, it was too easy. Okay, don't don't worry about either side. I don't care, but it was a joke. I had to do it. When we talk about ruthless, was that not a ruthless volley
There's a ruthless volley for a ex University of Pennsylvania student graduate. I should be not an ex graduate, a graduate. So University of Pennsylvania should literally knock on her door and say, I'm sorry. Please give us the diploma back.
Wait a minute.
You can't
talk about a person that actually never used a pen at Penn.
at Penn, yes. So at any rate.
She never had put a pen on paper at Penn.
But the Jersey wise guy is all in on the Eagles, whatever you want to call them. And he likes the over. He likes the over. 48.5, I may add. Not an easy over. Not the easiest over to hit. I'm on the under so any Eagles.
He's expecting 20 of us.
Wait, let me test.
It's a 20 of us.
Wait. He's got a score he's predicted. This.
Oh, that too. This, huh?
He's lost his mind.
Okay.
31.
So we got. It's go against the wise guy week.
It's go against the week, right?
No, because he's psychotically on one side, right?
So he's Philadelphia psychotically on one side. 31-23. He's picked the score. He's even got a 3-bet parlay for you. Eagles to win. Saquon to score touchdown.
Well, I got some.
AJ Brown to score. No, it's a parlay though. AJ Brown and Saquon to score a touchdown each.
Okay.
And the Eagles to win.
Okay.
And that's his 3-bet parlay. And he likes the over.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he's all in.
Yeah, he's all in. I like the Chefs. I've already bet. I gave the 1.5.
No, I'm betting the Eagles.
Yeah,
the Eagles or whatever. However she wants to really pronounce it.
There's some interesting props that I'd like to. You know, we all should discuss here. Maybe we can make a little money here, okay? Because it's kind of interesting. So, who scores the first TD?
So I'm not a big fan of.
I know that.
I'm not a big fan.
I get that. But Saquon is +475.
Wow.
You're gonna tell me that just for the hell of it, I throw a 50 spot on it just for fun?
I don't like the bet.
Okay.
I don't like it. I mean, I think there's a better first touchdown guy than Saquon because it's a run. That means
I'm betting one already because I love the value of it and I love. Okay, last time I checked, the Eagles corners, are they not rookies? Okay.
So that would mean the Chiefs score the first touchdown.
Xavier Worthy is +1,100.
Oh, I love that.
I love the value of that.
Because the value is.
I love the value.
The value.
And you're worried about freaking Kelce. You're worried about the running game.
No, I like that bet.
You're worried about veteran wide receivers.
I love that
bet. He kind of plays off of it, and you're playing against two rookie corners.
I love that bet. I love it. I'm going to
bet it. Plus first touchdown. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a betting advisor. I don't know anything about this stuff, but I'm just telling you, I love Xavier Worthy +1,100. First touchdown.
Yeah, that's
I love the value of it. Love it.
So
love it. Now Saquon Barkley. Okay. Anytime touchdown is -190.
I like it.
But it's obvious. -190 anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
That's not value. It's because it's a layup. Of course he's gonna score.
Yes.
Correct?
How about a second touchdown though?
Okay, so
that's a bet during the game. Because
but right now it's +295.
For Saquon.
Exactly. That's the Xavier Worthy look I had.
Really?
I go, man, Xavier Worthy +1,100 first touchdown. I can see Mahomes surprising and that kid escaping and gone. And he's the first touchdown. We got a 7-0 game right away. And when I look at two touchdowns, are you going to tell me that Saquon Barkley can't score two touchdowns in this game? +295 right now? That's not a bad odd. That's
I like
value. I'm looking for
value. I like that better than -190. Yes.
Okay. You want another value? Mahomes is +2,500 for two touchdowns.
Really? Wow. You tell me he can't have one
You think I only give you Caspa at 8 cents or Ando at 22? No, I give you some other value.
Wait. Time out, Sean. We got to make the announcement. No, throwing.
No, two touchdowns. Two touchdowns. Run, score.
Oh, it's running or passing.
Touchdowns.
It's going to pass.
Two touchdowns.
Wow.
20 plus 2,500.
I love that bet. $20 on it. Who cares? I mean,
I'll give you another one that's pretty good. Hurts is +550. Two touchdowns.
No, I don't like it. No.
What are you talking about, dude? Running and throwing. Yes.
Oh, no, actually.
Running and throwing. He could throw one.
I don't know if that's a good value.
+550?
The Jersey guy would agree with you.
Well, no,
the Jersey guy would agree on that.
But he's not objective. I'm talking objective. I'm talking objective here. Okay? I love it. And let me tell you,
Mahomes is 2,500.
Not only Xavier Worthy do I like him +1,100 first touchdown. Xavier Worthy anytime touchdown is +165. I'll take that.
So, but think about what you're saying, though. You're saying that Mahomes is 2,500.
Yes.
And touchdowns. Hurts is 550.
Yes.
I take Mahomes all day long.
So
in comparison, the value's not there for me. I get it.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
It's not a bad bet. I like the Mahomes bet.
Mahomes plus.
I got to make it now. I got to get up the air and make the bet. I should do it right now as we're talking.
Mahomes +250, -118. Hurts +225, throwing yards, +121.
Yeah, what was the first Mahomes? Was how many yards?
+250. It has to go over 250. -118.
Yeah, I made that. You know one thing about the Super Bowls, they start out a little slower.
Yeah,
the whole team. That's why I like the under. Everybody's like on edge. Now I'm going to tell you why.
Now passing Mahomes. Okay. Two plus TDs is -180.
Oh, two plus. That's a tough bet.
Yeah.
But so I want to tell you something. I know you're with the Chiefs, right?
Yes.
I've literally asked about 20 people. 20 people. I said, who are you rooting for? You know, not everybody's an expert. But, you know, I will tell you, like 15 or 16 of them, 15 people told me out of 20, I'm rooting for the Eagles because I've enough is enough. About
well,
the
yeah,
Chiefs.
That's how it is.
Refs are on the Chiefs team. You know, I like Mahomes, but forget about it. Taylor Swift, if the TV shows me Taylor Swift one more time, I'm going to throw my beer at my television. It's a little bit weird.
Yeah, there's how it was anti, for Michael.
There's an anti-Kansas State thing going on right now. And so I just think that, and I'm on that board too.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Andrew's correcting me here. He says the two touchdowns for Mahomes is only if he catches or runs the ball into the end zone. So it's not throw.
Oh, those are running.
Catching or running.
He has
so that's why it's +225.
Okay, yeah, so it's not throwing. I was going to say 20. It's the value seemed off.
Catching and running. Catching and running.
Good call, Andrew.
Well, he ain't going to catch much, but running, he could get one.
He could
one.
Run one. Two is going to be tough.
Two is going to be kind of tough. That's why it's plus 2,500. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a little different. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes Hurts bet have some value.
I still love the Worthy plus 1,100 as a wild one for the first touchdown.
Worthy's a really good bet.
And
good
bet. Saquon rushing 100 plus I'm seeing here is minus 120. That's not bad.
He could have a great game and run for 80 yards, you know what I mean? He could have two touchdowns and 80 yards.
I think he'll go over 100 yards in this game. I think that's the way they score. If they score, they score on the ground.
No, I think A.J.'s going to score, too.
Yeah.
I think Brown's
in a the Kansas City's got a good secondary, dude.
Yeah, I know, but Brown's really good.
No, he's a monster. He's 70-plus yards is minus 120.
That's 50-50 on me. That's 50-50.
Kelce, 70-plus yards, plus 124.
I like that better.
Over plus 70? You're going? Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, because he could get hot. You know, remember, this is it. There's a chance he could retire.
I don't think he will.
No, I know.
I thought that last year, and then once he signed the extension, I think he's made that commitment. I think he wants to keep trying to win with this guy until the wheels fall off. He's that guy. He's not his brother.
No, his brother could have. I don't know. No,
his brother does. His brother just said, I'm done. That's it.
But his brother's body was beat up.
Yeah.
His brother was pushing 300 pounds.
Kelce.
No, but his brother, Jason, was pushing 300 pounders for 15 years.
But he's done two already at this point.
I think he's going to retire. If they win, I think Kelce retires.
I could see him. That's what I thought last year.
But why'd you think of last year?
Because I thought he was done, but now with this whole thing of adding the legacy stuff, he's into it. I think he's got
the legacy already now. It's not like he's not going to be Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Fame first balloter. I think he's that guy that wants to keep adding and wants to keep playing like
that.
But
maybe he's in love.
You know, there's no doubt he's in love.
And maybe he wants to be with his love. Maybe he wants to be in love.
That's what I thought last year.
Hey, listen, I want to...
Oh, for sure.
No kidding, but I
think if they lose, he has more.
Then maybe.
No, so I think if he,
I'm with you on that.
I'm on the other side of the coin.
Once the wheels fall off, then I think
just losing the Super Bowl is in the wheels falling off.
Well, if he thinks that it's like, right? If there's,
I think he tries to retire on top.
Okay.
He wins three Petes and he goes. On
Elway.
I'm off into the sunset on top.
God, Elway
did. He's making so much money.
Elway did it so perfect.
Yeah.
Back-to-back Super Bowls, and he walked right out there.
I'll see you.
That was so awesome.
I got to change directions on you because I'm going to run.
What do we got?
I have an announcement to all of your viewers.
Oh.
You've had a profound effect on some people here at Hialeah Park.
We try.
Profound. Now, it just has, you know, that has nothing to do with, other than just reminding your viewers that we have the best sports betting app. Just go on the QR code.
Loose slots.
We have poker room action.
You feel like they're massaging you while you're playing.
Yeah. We have the come to our poker room. It's a fantastic poker room. It's all good.
True FinFan, by the way, put 500 on the Eagles.
Wow. And he's listening to the Jersey guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Good job, True Finn.
Now I want the Eagles to win because I
want the guy to win. I want True Finn. He's a good guy, True Finn. So that's
I got like 15 bucks on KC or something. This guy's got 500. Forget it, bro.
My announcement.
I don't want to win.
My announcement.
I don't want to win now, bro.
You're prolific.
True Finn.
It has nothing to do with sports. Drum roll, please. I am now in the crypto world.
Oh!
Steve Calabro has listened to Big O's suggestions. It's not financial advice, I know.
Nope.
It's not financial advice. It's a suggestion, and I've doubled down. Did it twice. I will tell you something.
So you got
it is ridiculously.
Ethereum, Bitcoin, what do you got?
Ethereum. I bought it twice, two chunks.
Some guy named Trump has loaded up like on 60 million in Ethereum.
Some guy.
By the way, he
might be interested in it.
By the way, he just moved like 330 million of crypto off of his exchange. We don't know where he took it, but he just moved it.
It's insane.
And now he's starting a Bitcoin ETF. That's freaking amazing.
But Ethereum, I think, I like Ethereum.
Oh, Ethereum's going to be a monster.
That's my thing. I do my little crypto world. I've been profoundly affected by Big O. I hope all the viewers are profoundly affected, whether it's Jersey Guy Picks or whether it's Big O saying, buy crypto, right?
So Hylia Park are going to give out 10 Ethereums?
No, Steve Calabro is going to buy as many Ethereums as he can. I tried to get that as a promo, couldn't get it on, but remember, we tried that not too long ago.
Would have been 10 Ethereums is affordable.
Yeah, but you know, but when you're doing a promo, Bitcoin is the better, has better cachet. I personally
think... No, you got it. Here's what you do. You tell them to get the 10 and sit on it, Fonzie. And then when it hits 15 towards the end of the bull run...
Then you give it.
Everybody knows about it. Because all we're waiting for... It's a friend of mine that might be listening called me and goes, okay, so what's going on here? Why isn't it going even more? And I go, well, there's two set of people that aren't on this whole bandwagon. One are rich people. And he goes, rich? And I go, yeah, most of the rich people aren't on yet. You're seeing some of the big names because they're ahead. But the other ones, they're all waiting for regulations. These people that are traditional investors and all that, that are part of all these wirehouses and all that kind of stuff, they're waiting for regulations that are coming now from this administration. And once the rules are in place, billions and trillions are going to come in.
I mean, yeah, big institutions.
Big institutions.
And big billionaires.
And pensions billion and all that officially. People are gambling right now. They're really not. But they're all taking the step forward. Those of us that know what's going on, we're ahead of the curve. And then the rest of the world has no idea what's going on.
Well, wait,
Bitcoin or Ethereum. They've heard of it, but they're really not invested in it.
Well, they don't know, but I will report something.
Yeah?
We've had some employees here, more than a handful, that we have a 401k, which is, you know, we have the Brunettis provide a great package of benefits. One of them is a 401k. It's with Fidelity. And
they have a Bitcoin ETF.
We have had over a half a dozen requests for the Bitcoin ETF to be one of our... You know, because we have options.
I hope most of those people are your executives in this building, because they're the smart ones.
It is a, you know, it's a little bit of a mix.
Those are the smart ones.
It's everybody on the organizational chart is represented in terms of requesting it. Well, pretty interesting.
Those are the smart people.
It hasn't been done yet, but it will be. But I just wanted to let your viewers know that.
So trust me, you do that.
You've had some profound effects here at Hylia Park, and we appreciate that.
Load up on the Ethereum and get it out at 10,000.
Yeah, there could be.
Because by then it'll be all over. I think it hits 15 in this bull run.
We'll see what happens. I'm in. I could tell you what I did my second time. First of all, I want to tell your viewers this. It's ridiculously
how easy.
Easy. Yeah. Like it's not.
Did you get your tangent yet?
I did. It took way longer than I thought. It took like about literally. I got it like 2 days ago, 3 days
okay.
ago.
Right.
And it's about. So it's been.
Did
about
you bring
weeks.
It?
I didn't.
Okay, next week. Yeah, next we'll week. Set it up. Yeah.
But the so it was anyhow. This is good stuff. Good sports betting stuff. You get Jersey guy, wise guy picks, even though they're a little bizarre this week.
I'll come early next week.
I'm kind of rooting for the Jersey. Yeah,
I'll come on over early next week. I'll get here around 2, and we'll do that in 5 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Or 1 or whatever.
Shit, do it afterwards. I got 12 o'clock next week.
All right, that's fine.
I got 12 o'clock next week. But at any rate, so it's just one of those things I wanted to report that the Jersey – I'm rooting for the Jersey guy this week.
Oh, now I'm rooting for True Finn.
I'm rooting for True Finn fan. 500 on the Eagles.
No, screw me,
wait,
bro.
Wait, is True
Finn
fan from the Northeast?
True
is Finn he from no. Philly or something? Is he from Pennsylvania?
No. True Finn fan's a True Finn fan.
No, but he could have moved here when he was 10 or something like that.
No.
He didn't spend summers in Pennsylvania like you spent in Jersey?
No, he's like moi.
You had a little Jersey effect there. You had a little Jersey effect.
Yeah, I have
there.
Jersey cousins. Yeah, I have them there. In the,
cousins.
Yeah, cousins yeah, there. Yeah, sitting yeah. on the park there.
Yeah, no, that's Boston park.
And sitting on the club, drinking some coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
There we
yeah.
go. Okay.
Yeah, drawer. Get yes. Open a drawer.
Yes. So, yeah, I had a little effect. But, he's like me. He's a hardcore Dolphin fan. And he's also like me. He's just trying to make money.
I hope he wins.
Now I gotta lean to True Finn Finn because I really don't have like serious money in the race, bro.
No, but I will tell you this: last
year, serious money is in Bitcoin.
I'm gonna report to your viewers is that when you download our app, you play with that app, you watch during the game last Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
and I've done this 20 times this past year. I made 18 bets last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
18 goofy little bets, you know, like,
right.
And I think, you know, in the end, I came out ahead, but it was
live betting's the best.
Live betting is fantastic.
True FinFan, thank you for another super chat. He says, negative, born in Hialeah, live and die in Miami.
I thought he had some kind of Philadelphia connection.
I figured.
Sorry, True FinFan.
Just like me. Just
sorry,
like me.
True FinFan.
Figured. All right, so all right. When are we giving away the next thingamajig here? What is it?
It's all February. You're earning
for the Rolex.
For the Rolex, his and hers Rolex. Remember bringing home mommy a nice Rolex. Or mommy bring him daddy home, a nice Rolex, you know? And so that's a nice one. That's a real good one. The Rolexes are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
They're on display. They look fantastic. And after that, we got it. End of March, we got it. But we haven't decided. We have a little bit of an internal argument we're going over, which is going to happen on March 29th. We know the drawing date, but we're arguing, and we should be resolved that in the next 3 or 4 days. Okay. I can't announce it now because then they'll say, hey, you made like a – you had an advantage. You went and you announced it, and it was – so we're having an internal argument. So I want to let that argument kind of play out.
Okay.
Let that one play
I'm
out.
I'm interested to see what the next giveaway is because you guys are always giving something awesome away here, man.
I got to tell you something else. I'm going to leave with this one last thing.
By the way, every time you play the slot machines when they have these giveaways, every time you're getting an entry, every single time you play the slot machines. So if you're playing poker or anything else, every time you play, you get an opportunity. So take advantage of it.
I have another thing to announce, and I'll leave with this. This Saturday, February 8th, the city of Hialeah is having a food and wine festival right here at Hialeah Park, right here in our paddock.
Oh, awesome.
Right here in the gardens. From 6 p.m. to 10, there's a nice concert from 9 to 10. That part of it's real good entertainment. It's going to be a fabulous show. And then after the entertainment ends, the Hialeah Park Casino, right at the Fountain Terrace, which is you can throw a baseball from where the festival is to where the Fountain Terrace is, we're having an after party.
Okay.
So come on, you have DJ, dancing, you know, the whole nine yards. This Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday. I'm sorry. Sunday is the game. Yeah.
February 8th. Yeah, February 8th.
And you'll have a watch party here on Sunday.
Yeah, watch party on Sunday here, right here in the poker room. But more important for your viewers to know, it's going to be a fabulous event. This is part of the Hialeah City Centennial Celebration.
Okay.
It's a 100-year celebration of the city of Hialeah.
I like it.
It's happening. This is the first major event of the year. It's happening. Our ownership is all in and being supportive of the centennial.
Of course.
And wine and food festival, fantastic. Entertainment towards the end of that festival. After party at the Fountain Terrace.
This is
Terrace.
A cornerstone of Hialeah.
February 8th.
Since its inception.
It's a night out.
Hialeah Track is a cornerstone.
It's a great night out. All I'm telling you is come on out. It's 6, 7
o'clock
at night.
I'm going to come with the wife. We're gonna enjoy it.
It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real, real fun time.
All
but
right.
Anyhow, guys.
You got it.
All right, man.
All right, baby. You be good.
Jersey Wise guy. I know he's lost his mind, but I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, no.
And True FinFan.
I have to root for True FinFan. He, by the way, sent in another super chat and said, absolutely doing it just for the money.
Well, he's a smart man. He's
smart
a smart man.
He's trying to make a buck.
All right, guys.
Make a buck.
Be good.
You got it. All right, Steve. Steve Calabro, baby. Yes, sir. General Mangler here at Hialeah Park. Take it easy, Steve. He's the best, man.